One thing at a time. What's animatronic?
Well, there's motion and sound.
And
audio being the sound.
And they're interactive.
That is correct. You put in a coin, 25 cents. And you will be entertained for several minutes by the animated sculptures and the sound and light of the dioramas.
And how large are these dioramas?
One is 6 foot tall, and the more intimately sized ones are a couple feet by a couple feet.
And so you have combined painting and sculpture, basically, in these pieces?
Yes. Yes, 3 and 2D.
Uh-huh. And what's the subject?
Well, they are social allegories. They there is an advertisement on the outside of the dioramas of the kiosks, and when you insert the coin, a painting breaks down, folds out, and you see the animated sculpture inside, and the eyes move, the mouths move. There's a sound and light, and the hands move too.
So you've got this whole mechanism that you've built.
Yes, they're all servo motors that 6 or 7 in each one.
Oh.
And there's a computer chip that programs them as. According to what they're doing, the mouths will move according to the soundtrack, which is a dialogue that I wrote, and it's performed by an actress.
Oh, you mean so there's a sort of play going on.
Exactly. Huh. It's a dialogue with the sculpture and the viewer.
And how long does this go on for 25 cents?
Well, you get 2.5 minutes for your 25 cents. But
so if you put in another quarter, do you get a different 2.5 minutes, or is it a repeat of what you've just seen?
Well, there is a random programming on the smaller dioramas, so that you will get a different performance each time. But the larger dioramas have, because of the complications of the light and the sound and the monologue, it's pretty much the same. But there are different angles that you can view it at. These ellipses on either side of the 6 foot kiosk go down, so you can view the paintings and the figures from different angles. So essentially, three people can participate in viewing the work at the same time.
And you built this whole thing, these servo motors. I mean, you did build the whole mechanism. That's part of the.
That is correct. I worked with the conservator for the Morris Museum, and he helped me with some of the animatronics.
Uh-huh. And, how long have you been doing this kind of stuff?
Well, these larger pieces, there are actually 6 of them that I have going, but only one is going to be at the show at Limner. And so I guess for the past five years, I've been working on the smaller pieces, which are made of bronze. And the larger ones are fiberglass in a wood casement.
I think the title is A Compulsion for Beauty. Is that the title? And can you explain a little bit about that? Is that your compulsion or the character's compulsion, or?
Well, I think it's the pressures of what drives people to become obsessed with change to try and achieve this beauty. They're about transformation. And the kind of expectations that that beauty is supposed to have, I guess, by the societal pressures.
So now you have these dioramas and also some paintings and sculpture that are. Strictly painting and strictly sculpture?
Exactly, yes, yes. And the dioramas incorporate both.
I see.
Yes.
You've also done, I saw somewhere on your website or somewhere, you've done this very long bronze sculpture in like a sports bar somewhere in Midtown, is that correct?
Or? Yes, it was a 34-foot relief sculpture that was... turned on its side so that when you sit at the bar, you can look down into it. It was cast in bonded bronze, and then resin was poured in to the bar. So essentially, it's a window into the relief.
And it's all about the Yankees?
It is. It's actually Disney did an ESPN Zone bar restaurant, and it was at 4 Times Square. And it was there for some 13 years, actually, in the middle of Times Square. So,
You mean the show?
The actual bar itself, and there was a lot of there was a kinetic aspect to it. A lot of parts of the sculpture would morph into other things, like a ball would be appearing to move through space. In the way that it was reliefed, rendered in the relief.
And what happened to that sculpture after the bar closed?
Well, that is a very excellent question. I haven't been able to ascertain that. Disney was supposed to make a coffee table book because they had these sports bars all over the country, and they all closed around the same time. And I think a lot of people are wondering what happened to all of the art.
Only a couple years ago. Yeah, it's been recent. I used to work in Midtown, and I would see that bar there often. I didn't realize that they're all over the country though. Too.
Yes, yes, wow. It's true. And they were planning to make more of them, but I think they're all closed. There was one that stayed open, I think, for a while longer in California.
But now each of them had individual artwork. Is that true?
That is correct. They hired artists indigenous to where the bars were, whatever the city. Uh-huh. So there were other New York City artists that were hired to work to make pieces for the bar, commissioned.
This sounds really fascinating, and I can't help but think that children will be totally entranced by it, and wondering if the allegories and the stories that are told are suitable for children, so that parents who might be listening will know whether they should go there with their children.
Yes, absolutely. I think they are very child-friendly, but they certainly have an edge for the larger children in the audience. Children of all ages. Come one, come all.
How did you find your way to Limner Gallery and Hudson and so on?
Well, Limner Gallery used to be in New York City, actually, and it moved up to Hudson, in the past few years. So, and I believe it had an incarnation in Phoenicia prior to Hudson. But it had it was
yes.
in different locations in New York City. It was in Soho back in the day, and then in Chelsea in the day.
Well, Hudson is a pretty edgy city, so you should feel right at home here.
Yes, I'm becoming more comfortable every minute here. there was a moment there.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about the artwork?
Well, I'd like people to come out and see it for themselves and see what they think.
How do I know? how long will the show be up?
It'll be up for the whole month of December. It closes the very, very end, the 30th, I believe, or the 31st of December.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about this.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
And we'll see you Saturday.
Good yes. stuff. That was Lawrence Berzon speaking about his dioramas here, and that will be showed and throughout December, opening opening on Saturday for Winter Walk, right? And okay for all ages. Come one, come all, as he says. We're going to take a music break, if that's all right with everybody in the studio. And we will be right back. This is this was actually requested by you earlier this week, Ellen.
Oh, is that?
It's what you're thinking.
Okay.
Okay.